Hi, this is Dan O'Connor, and this is your inspirational thought for the day. You know, we're all struggling right now with something, some big issue in our life that we're trying to make sense of. And many times we stop and wonder, have I gotten the lesson? What is the lesson here? And in today's lesson, I'd like to give you the five principles that help you identify the lesson in whatever it is that you're struggling with right now. You know, we wonder, is the lesson that I'm an idiot? Is the lesson that I just can't make love work, and so I guess I'm doomed to be alone? Is the lesson that people are bad and you can't trust them? You know, what's the lesson here? Is the lesson that I'm just on my own? We have all of these crazy thoughts that go through our brain when we're trying to really find truth in our life and trying to discern what's the lesson here. When that point comes for you and you're trying to make sense of some tragic event that happened to you or some hurtful thing that someone did to you or something that you have made a mess of in your own life, here are the five principles that help identify what the lesson is that comes from one of the struggles that you've had in life. You ready? Number one, it's about you. Meaning, a lot of us believe that the lesson is about someone else. Well, the lesson is that she's just not trustworthy. No, that cannot be the lesson. If you're going down that path, trying to find meaning from some event that's happened to you or something that's happening to you right now, the meaning will never come from, it's about someone else. The meaning is, it's about you. The meaning will come from knowing that whatever the lesson is, it is about you. For example, if you trusted someone and they betrayed you, the lesson is not that person is untrustworthy. The lesson could be, I will continue to be generous with my trust because that's who I am, regardless of how other people use or misuse my trust. That may be a lesson. I'm not saying it's your lesson, but that is about you. Number two, it's positively phrased, meaning it cannot be, I am a bad judge of character. That's not positively phrased. It cannot be, I have to stop being so open. I have to stop being so trusting and putting my heart on my sleeve. That cannot be the lesson because that's not positively phrased. I don't mean positively phrased in the sense that, oh, I'm a happy person and everybody likes me. What I mean is the lesson is going to be about something that you are or that is a universal truth. Not negatively phrased, but positively phrased. For example, instead of, I am not a good money manager, the lesson could be, it is my responsibility to manage my finances. Instead of, my sister is a toxic person who brings sorrow into my life, the lesson could be, I am in charge of every relationship in my life. So again, number two, the lesson, if you're looking for it, will be positively phrased. Number three, it is true for everyone. You know, the lesson cannot be something such as, my husband is a lazy hog. That can't be the lesson because that's not true for everyone. The lesson, number one, is about you. Number two is positively phrased. And number three is true for everyone. For example, instead of, there's a lot of liars and cheaters in my life. The lesson could be, although there may appear sometimes to be illusion and darkness wherever I look, I shine light into the darkness. I am the light of the world. I am the savior of my world. That could be the lesson for you. Again, I'm not telling you what your lesson is. I'm simply giving you examples that it is about you, it is positively phrased, and it is true for everyone. Because the truth is, every single person really is the savior of the world. Every single person really is the light of the world. Every single person is in charge of every relationship in their life. Every single person is doing the best they can with what they've got. There are many truths that are true for everyone. If it is not true for everyone, it is not truth. Truth is true for everyone, which brings us to principle number four. Not only is it true for everyone, principle number four, it is true all the time. Again, principle number four is, it is true all the time. Truth isn't true just when it's convenient for you. For example, I am in charge of every relationship in my life. Well, except for that one. That one I'm putting in God's hands. What's that all about? Whenever I hear someone say, well, I'm putting it in God's hands. If it's meant to be, it's meant to be. God does not have a plan for you. Now, I know a lot of us will take issue with that. But the truth is, God, the universe, whatever you want to call it, does not have a plan for you. There is potential for you and for me and for everyone, but my future is not predestined. There are wonderful things potentially out there for me, but it is up to me to manifest that potential and bring it to light. God or the universe or whatever you call it might have hopes for you, might have laid out a potential plan for you, but to say I'm putting something in God's hands or I'm putting something in the universe's hands is saying I am rejecting this lesson. Remember that every single person we meet, we are supposed to meet, and we will meet every single person that we are supposed to meet. Every person in every relationship that we have is a lesson. And to say, I'm going to put this in God's hands, God already put it in your hands. It is up to you to find the lesson and the meaning from that lesson. It is an impossibility to say, I'm putting it in God's hands. It was put in yours for a reason. How arrogant for some of us to think that we can return something to God as if there is a return department. Nope, I didn't like this particular lesson, so I'd like to turn it in for an easier one. It doesn't really work that way. You can't put something in God's hands. It's been put in yours. That is a truth. And that is true all the time. I can shine light into the darkness all the time. I can make right now, this moment, right now, a miraculous instant. I can choose to look at things differently. Principles such as that are true all the time. All the time. When I change the way I look at things, the things I look at change. That's true all the time. That is about me. That is positively phrased. That's true for everyone. And it's true all the time. Principle number 5, to help you know if you're finding the truth, the lesson, from the situation that you're currently struggling with, is number 5. It's a simple truth that explains many things. You know, I like to study quantum physics, and in quantum physics, really the point of physics, if you start to study it, is to discover simple truths that explain mysteries of the universe. You know, mysteries of the universe. Simple truths such as, well, an object in motion tends to stay in motion. An object at rest tends to stay at rest. Do you know how many experiments people had to go through to find that simple truth? You know, relativity. An object only moves further away from you or closer to you, and its speed is determined only relative to where you are in relation to that object. That seems very simple. Do you know how many experiments they had to do to find that simple truth? You know, simple truths. For example, one of my favorite books, A Course in Miracles, the whole concept of A Course in Miracles really can be summarized with one truth. Nothing real can be threatened. Nothing unreal exists. I think that's a wonderful, simple truth that helps explain many different things in my life. Another simple truth, such as, it is about me. It is not about you, is a very simple truth that helps me find the lesson in many, many areas of my life. You know, how you talk to me is about you. How I respond back to you is about me. How you treat me is about you. How I treat you is about me. How you behave in public is about you. How I behave in public is about me. Things that other people do to cause events to happen around me, that's about them. How I respond to the events that are happening in my life, that is about me. It's all about me is a very simple truth that helps explain many different things and helps shed light on many different issues in my life. And when you do find your lesson, you know, whatever your lesson is, that incorporates these 5 principles, it's about you, it's positively phrased, it's true for everyone, it's true all the time, and it's a simple truth that explains many things. You will know that you have found a lesson, a true lesson, because it helps bring you closer to your source. It helps you feel more connected to the universe, to God, to the Holy Spirit, to Buddha, whatever. It brings you the feeling that you have developed as a person. I am now one step closer to reaching my potential. I feel good about that truth. Truth never makes you feel bad. Remember, really the only truth is, all there is love. That's it. Now, again, that love that I refer to is the fabric that holds everything together. You know, again, in quantum physics these days, what they're finding out is, you know, we used to think that atoms and protons and neutrons were the smallest things, but now we're finding out that those actually are illusions as well, that they're being held together by, some people call it little pieces of string, like the string theory. There's some substance that flows through everything in the universe, that connects everything in the universe, and that substance, when it comes right down to it, is the same throughout the universe. When you go right down past the atomic level and look at really what makes up everything. It's all the same stuff. And it's kind of illuminated. It's like, it's light. Light is really all there is. Now, some people call that substance. You might have heard that, the God molecule, the God factor, whatever people want to call it. And it's funny how now all of the theologians are coming out saying, see, that's proof of God. What that really is God flowing through everything, whatever you want to call it. It's all the same stuff that makes up everything. There was a story that I heard once. I apologize to the author because I don't know who it is. But it was a grandfather who brought his grandson into a jewelry store and was showing him a case of gold jewelry. And he said to his grandson, what do you see there? And the grandson said something along the lines of, well, I see gold rings and I see gold bracelets and I see gold watches and I see gold necklaces and I see gold earrings. And the grandfather said to his grandson, what you're seeing is an illusion. It's all just gold. Different manifestations of the same thing, but what you're looking at is a case of gold. To say that each piece is different is an illusion. It's all the same stuff. Different manifestations of the same stuff. It's like all of us are waves in the ocean, and some of us have identified ourselves as a wave, forgetting or oblivious to the fact that what we really are is part of the ocean, taking the temporary form of a wave. Can you imagine if each individual wave in an ocean said, no, I'm not part of this big ocean, I am a wave, I'm an individual. No, there is something that binds us all together. That something is truth. And when you find more truth in your life, when you find more lessons, when you find more meanings from the hardships that you go through, from the tragedies that occur in your life, from the difficult times that you suffer through, it is when you find those lessons and the meaning from those lessons, the thing that caused that pain in your life or that caused that struggle in your life tends to vanish. It's kind of like when you've had a bad dream. If you've had one of these bad dreams where there's a monster chasing you, there's something chasing you, and we tend to run and run and run and run and run and run and run. And sometimes, for some reason, whatever it may be, we will stop in the dream and say, wait a minute. We realize that we're dreaming, and we turn around to face that monster, to face that pursuer, to face that thing that's chasing us that we're scared of. And when we turn around and face it, it disappears. In our day-to-day lives, instead of casting blame, harboring hate, thinking thoughts of vengeance, if instead of doing that we stop and we take a good look at our struggles and take a good look at the things that we believe we've done well and the things that we have not done well and try to discover what the lesson was and the true meaning of that lesson, those five principles that we talked about today will help you uncover true meaning, true lessons. When you find that lesson, when you truly connect and have one of those moments, those aha moments where you say, oh my gosh, that's the lesson. Watch, the cycle will stop. Because you know and I know, if you're struggling with a family member, it's not the first time. If you're struggling with a relationship, a romantic relationship, it's not the first time. If you're struggling with a work relationship, it's not the first time. We struggle with the same thing over and over and over again. It is about cycles. Most of us are caught in this cycle, 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 turning point, ooh, turning point, cycle, 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 turning point, cycle, 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 turning point. And what breaks the cycle in our lives, the cycle of despair, of misery, of shame, of heartache, whatever that cycle may be for you, what breaks that cycle is discovering the lesson. That's what triggers the turning point. Those five principles will help you do that. And when you do that, watch. Suddenly, you will understand something that you never understood before. And you will know why that moment in time when you understand something that you did not understand before, you will know why that is called the miraculous instant. And the turning point will be yours. Don't stop now. There's much to be done. Go to www.powerdiversity.com and pick up your other free tools to help you communicate more effectively, deal with difficult people, and of course, slay energy vampires. At our website, www.powerdiversity.com, you'll find books and audios and videos that you can download, along with our course and keynote catalogs in case you're looking for an inspirational speaker or trainer for your company, or you can just leave us your thoughts and comments and tell us how we can serve you better. Again, this is Dan O'Connor with powerdiversity.com, giving you your inspirational thought for the day.